Hello, sisters, and welcome back to another episode here on the Intentional Mom Life with Jesus podcast. I'm your host, Sasha Starr Robertson, and today we have a very special guest coming back on the show who was on several months ago, my dear friend, Robin Ryan McDonald. We are diving into all things health and scheduling and how to get your time in order so that you can begin to create this healthy lifestyle as a busy woman, as a busy mom. And I want you to make sure you listen to the full episode today and stick around to the end because we are sharing all the juicy details about a very special offer that we have put together just for you. Welcome to the Intentional Mom Life with Jesus podcast. Do you desire balance and want to glorify God with your life? Are you often up late at night, conflicted between whether you accomplished enough or you were present enough with your kids? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to feel overwhelmed by all the things on your to-do list? Hi, I'm Sasha Starr Robertson. I know the weight of that stay-at-home mom life. It can feel like a burden to stay on top of things when you don't know how to manage your time and struggle to read your Bible. You want structure, a routine that flows, and a little time to pursue things for yourself without mom guilt. But you keep telling yourself, there's no time, and I can't find a good schedule. Well, sister, you found the solution. On this podcast, you will find encouragement to help you live rooted and grounded in Christ, time management tips for busy moms, and mindset shifts to help you feel organized, productive, and peaceful, focusing on what matters most. So grab your cold brew or kombucha and strap those kiddos into the car seat, and let's jump into today's episode. Sasha. I think it's super fun to just tell the story of how we met. So do you want to share or should I?
Yeah, I'll start. Okay. So I was really excited to do podcast guesting a little over, actually almost 2 years ago now, because I'm approaching almost 1 year that I've been doing my podcast. And so
wow.
I know. So I was, yeah, it is over a year ago because one of the things we connected on was the age of our children. So I was sending out podcast pitches, wanting to get on people's podcasts to talk about my program and my passion for health and connecting with Jesus. And I remember distinctly, I sent mine to you and your response was so warm. Some people respond to those pitches, not at all, which I guess feels less cold because I just, oh, maybe they didn't get the email. But then some people were like, we're not taking solicitations for the podcast, period. And I'm like, oh, but yours was so warm. And you said, oh my gosh, I have, at the time, I think it was 7 months. They were both 7 months old. And then three and a half. Yeah. I specifically gave the ages of my boys. And you're like, oh my gosh, my boys are that age too.
Yes.
And then we would just connected over that. And then we did end up, thankfully you allowed me to be on your show. And even through that conversation and our continued correspondence and then me listening to your show, the second podcast you launched with your husband, the more we talked, the more I was like, this girl is cut from the same cloth as me. Like,
yes.
She is passionate. She loves Jesus. We call ourselves full plate people. Mm-hmm. We're like, I feel like you understand me. I have friends who are just like, I don't understand how you do all you do, or like, that's crazy. And I'm like, teach me your ways to slow down, please. But I talk to you and you're like, yeah, girl, I had this. And I was like, okay, yeah, same.
So, right.
I just think, yeah, I mean, we met randomly through that. And the more we've connected, the more we've conversed, the more this like super sweet friendship where I feel like I've known you for years has developed. And we've just been able to connect that way. I don't know if you have anything else you want to add to that.
Yeah. I was thinking about how can I get to California? My husband just found a car in California and I'm like, let's go buy it so I can go see Rob. But I get tons of those emails about being on my podcast and some of them are like totally not relevant. It's like a man who's a doctor that has nothing to do with what my podcast is about. Right. And so when I got your message, it had this like personal video, you know, it was just like a TikTok or a reel, just like really quick, like personal touch introduction about yourself. And I was like, like shocked all throughout your introduction. Cause I'm like, I have a 6 or 7 month old and a 3.5 year old. And I was just like, oh my goodness.
And so I had to respond back on account of that. And then we were just like boxering back and forth for a while and
That's
just
right, the
connecting
boxers.
deeper and deeper. And yeah. And so it was super fun just like watching you launch your podcast because I knew immediately. You're like, oh, I think when we sat down to record initially, you're like, oh, I've been on, this is my fifth podcast, or somebody, that has said yes. And I'm like, you're gonna have a podcast soon. And then sure enough, like Robin has launched the Vision Driven Health podcast. And it's been incredible to watch. And I listen to it all the time. And I'm like, there was one time I remember driving around and you were talking about fast food or something like that. I don't even know if that was what it was about, but I thought about going to fast food, but I was listening to your podcast when I was driving and I'm like, nope, thank you, Robin, because you protected me from that. But yeah, it's been super fun. And I love getting to know you. I love that I've gotten to go through your course and you've gone through mine and it's just been fun. So we thought, why not jump on a podcast together and do some collaboration together? And let's talk about time management and why it's important. Let's talk about health and why it's important and why or how the two of those can play together to create this intentional health, if you will, intentional life altogether where our health gets to be a priority and a focus. Because I know you have this vision and this heart and this mission for health ministry. So could you give that like definition that you gave me before about how you want to see health be like such a focus as children's ministry or something like that?
So my huge passion, I want to see the bodies that comprise the body of Christ healthy and well and unhindered by disease, able to live out their God-given calling. And I would love to see health become, I don't know if we'd call it a wellness ministry. Maybe we'll call it Holy and Hungry. I don't know what it would be called. But I would love it if someone's, considering like, okay, how do we want to grow our church or our ministries that a health ministry would be as big of a focus as children's ministry, just a no-brainer. Yeah, of course, we want to make sure that people are equipped to have the energy and vitality to do what God's calling them to do. So for me, this is something God's put on my heart. I care a ton about. And what I love, the more I've learned about you, Sasha, too, is being a full plate person and hearing your story of how you're like, yeah, actually, after adopting children and after like going through all these crazy things in my life was when I got super organized and like figured all the things out, even with your health, which I think is actually just, it's not, I think it is not the norm, period. Like we know this. And I think that gives such a great testament to what you've been able to create for yourself and what you have in, like available to people to learn and glean from. And so if you're okay, I would love to start with your skill set of time management and why you even think time management is so important. Because it's, I mean, the phrase time management, it's not like, I want to focus me on some time management. So I know you're passionate about it and you do it so well and you've brought so much freedom and breakthrough in women's lives. Talk to me. Why is it so important?
Well, I definitely had the opposite switch, whatever you call it, as many women. Well, I guess maybe not the opposite, but it just happened very quick, but it was very short, very condensed, right? This, like, I'm a mom now. What do I do with my life? Like, what is my meaning? What is my purpose? And kind of figured all of that out really quickly. But motherhood was a catalyst for me that helped me step into and be more intentional in every area of my life. And I think really it comes down to kind of the vision and like the heart of the matter. I love Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. It says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. And this verse really stands out to me whenever I think about time management. I think about that time in my life and I think about being intentional with our time because if we're still here on earth, if we are living and breathing and God has given us another day, like it is for his kingdom purposes, right? Like he's created us for a reason, for a purpose to do something. Just like you're saying, like why we need to have our health in check so that we can do the things that God has created us to do. So we can't walk around and not be intentional with our time, right? Like every minute that we have here on earth is a gift. And I don't want to squander that. And I definitely don't want my kids to see me squandering that. I want to
Amen.
be a good steward of
them as a gift in my life as well. And so I think really for me, it comes down to learning to use our time the way that God wants us to use it. And so that's Amen. Super important to me, is that we're not just, you know, throwing spaghetti at the wall, you know, using a food metaphor here.
Yeah.
We're not essentially like failing to plan, right? Is planning to fail.
Right.
But we're slowing down enough to take in the information and ask God, like, what matters? What should I focus on? And like bringing him into that space. And so I'm really important about showing up intentionally in each of the areas that matter to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think that's critically important. And then asking God, you know, for that confirmation. And so for many of us, it's going to probably be, you know, God, time, family, home, and health. And then once we get those things in a good rhythm and routine to mm-hmm. where they just become habitual, but not purposeless, right? Not
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
unheartfelt.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're able to add more things in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's being a good steward of those first gifts that God has given us, and then being able to expand out. But I know a lot of women, a lot of moms especially, they allow so many things to become a priority over themselves or
mm-hmm,
over
mm-hmm.
their own priority. They
Right.
struggle to stick to a schedule because everything is a fire that needs
Yes.
to be put out, right?
Yes.
There's constant distractions that come up. And when I say distractions, like, I don't mean your kids are a distraction, like they're your most important work, right? But
yes.
just things in the moment come up, and
right.
then our stuff gets pushed aside. But really, it's kind of like, it's living life backwards. Because when we live like that, we're creating chaos and frustration. We're
mm-hmm.
not living in integrity with what matters most to us.
Amen.
And so when we're able to create what I like to call like this fluid, rhythmic, like harmonious schedule, we've got time pockets for every single thing that matters to us. And when we honor one area, we're honoring each area. And so I'm able to have this time right now to record a podcast and like work on business stuff, right? And chat with Robin. But then there's also times where I'm not on my phone, I'm not working, and I'm able to fully embrace that time with my kids or with God or my spouse or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I'm able to go to the gym and focus on my health because it matters and it's important. So yeah, I think that's kind of a good overarching. But Robin, I know your whole everything is about health, and I know for myself, even just listening to your podcast and chatting with you on Voxer and going through your program, like you can't help but make different choices in your life because
mm-hmm.
the way you do it is so grace-filled.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I love when you like share on your social media, like your cart at Costco. And I'm like, yay, most of those things are in my cart too. Like I'm making good choices, you know, but I know for you, health is so important, and you do it in a way that I think is grace filled, but also it simplifies it. And so I would love for you to share too a little bit about health and why it's important and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, well, to piggyback off of a lot of the values that you just shared, one of the big phrases you said I think was so good. You said, when we aren't being intentional and purposeful, this is kind of a reiteration of what you said, but basically, when you aren't being intentional and purposeful, we're not being in integrity with
mm-hmm.
what God has called us to and the gifts and things that he's provided us. And I think that's massive. And you listed out too these super important areas of our life that also are often the source of our stress and those fires that you said we feel like we have to put out, of like our family, our home, our health, even trying to, you know, have time with the Lord. And one of the reasons why we're so stoked about each other is because we do share like those common values of recognizing, you know, if we don't understand what it is to be purposeful, if we don't understand what it is to prioritize accordingly, if we don't understand what it is to slow down enough to create intentionality. I love that we haven't said it yet, but I know your podcast is called the Intentional Mom Life with Jesus Podcast. Like, intentionality is massive. And so being able to have that space is big. And so for me with health, and again, like you said, like my whole thing is being vision driven, because I'm like, when you know the vision, when you know who you are in Christ, you know who Jesus is, you know, even if you know, I know people will get tripped up on like, I don't know what my specific purpose or calling is. I'm like, well, I can tell you right now, that you are valued and cherished. I can tell you right now that you are called to be a light, that you are called to shine and give glory to Jesus, that you're called to be there for your husband, your kids, your community, and that requires physical energy from your body.
Yeah.
And so for me, when you have allow yourself to receive the worth and value that you have in the Lord, when you allow God to reveal the ways that he wants to work through you, it is a like no brainer. Oh my goodness. I best be getting my health in order dynamic, because we can't do it without our physical capability. And it's the health is the very thing that provides you the energy you don't feel you have to be organized and intentional in your life and in your health. And having health is what enables you to have the capacity to be and do what God has called you to do. And I hear so often people saying that the reason why they don't put forth effort into time management, or they don't put forth effort into their health, is because they don't have the energy, or their body doesn't feel well. They have a lot of headaches. They have migraines. They just feel physically and mentally drained. And it's this like vicious cycle that because they feel tired and unwell, that they don't do the things that would help make them well. And so being able to break that cycle, there's going to be an uncomfortable period. Any kind of shift and change is going to create a challenge. And the thing that I love about what you do, Sasha, and the thing that I love doing with my clients is like, I'm okay with letting people get a little bit uncomfortable for the sake of a real and true change. I don't want people coming into my program and getting out of it and still struggling with feeling tired and low energy and unable to create meaningful change in their life. And so being able to set aside that time, break the cycle, put some effort in, do some things that are uncomfortable, having to, try a new recipe and totally fail. Having, trying a new recipe that made the kitchen so dirty that you had to clean it up and it was a big mess. And like all of those things are very likely to occur in the process, but that is the process to becoming someone who finds, like you said, having those pockets of time and those habits and those routines that just feel like your lifestyle. It's no longer the work and effort because you put in the intentional time to get there.
Yeah. Yeah, so true. And it's one of the things, like, I've even gotten caught up in this mindset. And I know, so the mindset of it is like huge for both of us too, because everything flows from the thoughts that we're having and what we believe, which is why the vision is so important, right? And I've even gotten caught up in this, is like, I'm just too tired, or, you know, I can't stay consistent, or you feel defeated because you've tried, but you're not making progress in what matters. So you're like, why bother? This is just another thing on my plate right now. And it's one of those things where we can so easily get caught up as women, as moms, as believers, that like my stuff just gets pushed to the side.
Right.
Or like you feel spread thin, life is busy and chaotic, and all of your stuff just gets put on the back burner. When in reality, like you are to a certain extent, you're the leader of your family, right? There's your spouse and there's God, right? But like, if, especially if you're a stay-at-home mom or work from home mom, like you're the ones that's nurturing your kids, that's homeschooling your kids, that's there with them in the day in and day out. So you have to be able to show up for them, right? You're leading by example. And so when you're just showing your children, especially your daughters, right, that the only way to do this is to be run down and ragged and exhausted and whatever else, like that's not setting a good example, right? But also it's so important to teach our kids that we, our bodies and our minds is one of the first things that God gave us to steward over. Like we have to honor that. And it's kind of cliche, but it's the whole airplane example, right? Where you have to put your mask on before everybody else's. And so really it is, like I said, it's that backwards living. And it comes back to this, like this basic question of what do you need? What do you need so you can continue to show up your best for your kids, for your home, for all the other things that God has given you, right? All the other things that God has called you to. And so it's phrased a lot of ways, What are your fundamental needs? What are your non-negotiables? What is your self-care baseline, right? And so for a lot of us, it's we need proper sleep. We need to wake up at a decent time or go to bed at a decent time. We need that time with God to fill us up each day. We need water. We need sunlight and fresh air. We need movement. We literally as human beings need these things. My husband and I talk about a lot, and Robin, you could probably talk about this for days, but it's like, I think so many of us can very easily go to the doctor and like, oh, I'm not feeling well, all of these symptoms and ailments, yada, 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 or I'm depressed or I'm anxious. When it's like, okay, are you sleeping? Are you drinking water? Are you getting activity? Are you eating whole foods? No? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, your body is filled with toxins and it's literally like not being fueled. It's being depleted and run ragged. That is why you don't. So it is, it's just like this backwards thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that really comes down to that question. Like, what do you need? I know that it feels hard and life is chaotic and you feel spread thin and it's easy to put it to the back burner. But when you put those self-care needs at the front, like that self-care baseline and your health, right? Mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, all of those areas matter. Then you're able to show up not with scraps in every other area of your life,
yeah,
but like intentional and vibrant,
yeah,
and ready for whatever comes your way, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think too, so often, you know, people, they it sounds so overwhelming to prioritize. It sounds overwhelming to start a health journey, whatever like experience people have had with different diets or programs, like I'm gonna have to do this or that. Or even I know for myself, having like going through your course and even thinking through time management and stuff and just recognizing how much there is, it feels easier. And I guess technically it is to just go into that survival mode of just like, oh, I'll figure it out. I'll just, you know, like you said, putting out the fires, and we just keep going and going and going. But it's like that saying, like that's the definition of insanity, of like trying the same thing, expecting a different outcome. And it's not going to get better or easier if we don't stop and slow down and evaluate and look and plan and be intentional. And even to recognizing that what you and I both do, I did say I like to make my clients go through some challenge because there is challenge that is required. At the same time, what I also love doing for my clients is simplifying things. And one of the things that I think your course also does well is to simplify. Like it, but it requires the work. It requires slowing. Right. What is it? Slow down to speed up. Like yes. We're not going to be able to get to where we want to be. You're not going to become that mom who's crushing it in her health, who's crushing it with the home, who's got her Jesus time on lock. Like all of that's not going to happen by happenstance. It's not going to just fall into place. You're going to have to slow down. Look at the different areas of your life and look and see and be. And I think the other thing, at least for me and me, and I think there's probably a lot of people who are like this, we don't like to look at the areas that we aren't doing well in. Nobody likes to see where we're failing, especially when you feel like you're trying so hard, because you are doing so much. You're doing so much for your kids. They're always asking you for water and for snacks and I need this and I need that. And can you, like, you're trying to like just cook a meal for them and they're blowing up the family room. Like you are doing a lot. And so then it's hard to then sit and look at where you need to grow, because it's like, well, how the heck am I supposed to be able to do these things? Like, do you see all that I have going on? And so I find myself, even when I was going through your course, like, I don't have time to sit and reflect on all these things. Like, I'm too busy. But when you do sit and look at it, first of all, it's just amazing to give yourself permission to sit and reflect, period. Like, and having a reason to do that, like having somebody's course or something that's like, hey, yo, you made this investment, slow down, think the things, write the things. But then afterwards, go figure, there's so much clarity. And there's so much like, oh, because I think it's easy also, like you said, you're in that place where it's like, oh my gosh, I feel so terrible. And then when you stop and evaluate all these different areas of your life, not just health, like other areas, it's like, oh yeah, we're going through a lot of really hard stuff, and I haven't been sleeping, and I don't remember the last thing that I ate, like, or like all I've been doing is eating all day. Like when we stop and evaluate, that's when we get the awareness. And when you have the awareness, you can then do something about it.
Yes. Yeah. That is so, so true. And like everything that you're saying too, like you've mentioned the simplicity aspect. And I think that's so huge. Like so many of us as women, as moms, we want things to just be simpler. And I think it's why we so often have a tendency to just like, let's just grab a snack or grab a prepackaged snack, right? Processed foods to give to our kids or to feed ourselves because we want it to be simple. And I love that you had said like the speed up to slow down. And it's really, we
slow
have
down
to do
to speed up.
Oh yeah. Yes. Slow down to speed up. And really we do have to do less to accomplish more. And if you're familiar with the book Essentialism, like there's this graph that just like, so it was so impactful to me. And it's a circle and it has like all these spider legs coming off of it. Right. Like it's going 8 different directions. And so none of the legs are very long. It's just like, you know, a little bit in all of these different areas. But the idea of essentialism is if you pick one or, you know, maybe half as many as 8, right? That one goes way further because you're actually doing less to accomplish more and make more headway, right? Make a further distance, more progress in those smaller areas. And so, yeah, so, so good. And so I want to take a few moments to talk about each of our courses because we've each been through each other's course. And that is super special surprise at the end of this episode. Super sweet deal that we're going to talk about as well. But Robin, would you take a moment to share your experience with the Fresh Start? I mean, you kind of did already and hinted on like,
I did. I know I can help it.
And simplification and whatever else. But
yeah, so there's so many things that I appreciate about it. I think just from a practical standpoint for, I guess, people who are like, okay, how does a course even work? Or like, how do you do this? Like, it's super cute and organized, which go figure. It's about like time management and organization, but it's super cute. I love the colors. I love like how it's so just neatly broken down. And even when you just like, you know, scroll through and look at the topics and like what you're going to learn through the process, I feel like I look at it and I'm like, okay, yeah, like I need this. And going through the process, I'm just going to be so honest. Like, I don't like the idea as a full plate person with so much going on to have to like slow down and think about all the things. Like, it's like
relatable.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I'm just going to like breeze through this or whatever. And that's like, oh, okay, I need to stop and think about this. Like, oh, okay, let me stop and think about this. And like, but that's so valuable and it's so needed. And when I look back at my life too, and I see the times in my life where I have experienced the most clarity and connection with God, it has come on the other side of slowing down and journaling. And I don't think, you know, necessarily everybody has to journal. To me, it seems to be one of the best ways to make thoughts and prayers tangible, the answers of the Lord tangible, because you can just write it down. And it's so often when I have those moments where I come away just feeling like, oh, okay, yeah, I know what to do. And that's the thing. Anytime someone's feeling stressed or overwhelmed, it's when you actually identify all that's going on and address what needs to be done for it, then you can create a plan. But it's that like ambiguous, nothing's been identified or dealt with, that creates the stress. And so I feel like your course just does such a fantastic job of addressing everything that needs to be looked at from the mindset component, which both of us are huge on the mindset component, to, okay, let's look at your priorities. Let's look at like, what are those non-negotiable things? What does it look like to, you know, consider even your biology and what it looks like to care for your needs? Okay, now let's look at the different ways that you can set up your planning and organize your time. Like, I just feel like You've done a fantastic job building upon what needs to be built upon in order for someone who's stressed out of their mind, who doesn't like to slow down, who desperately needs routine in their life to come away from the discipline of going through this course with a plan that feels good, that feels doable, and that's grounded in Jesus.
Right. Yeah. So good. Thank you for one for saying all that. But it is like there's literal like psychology behind writing things down. And so like I'm even one is just like, I'm a verbal processor. I don't want to journal. I don't need to journal. Journaling takes time. I don't like my handwriting, whatever. But just like you said, there's so much clarity and breakthrough that comes through the other side of it. And and there's something that happens neurologically where when we write something down, it processes it through a different part of our brain. And it allows us to be able to take action on that. And so I would say the same thing, Robin, with your course, with the Healthy Weight Loss Academy, the vision aspect is what got me, right? And so I think that's something that's really cool that like mirrors in both of our courses. Like we get started out and like I talk about these important focus areas and why they matter.
Yeah.
Right. So health can definitely and is often one of them for a lot of the moms that I see coming through. And but then when you go into the Healthy Weight Loss Academy, so much of it is focused around your vision and your identity in the Lord and your vision for your health. And it's one of the areas that I feel like I've often struggled with the most because I've got my why to it. But when you talk about the vision, like it's just so much deeper than that. And there's so much mindset tied to that. And so that's been a really big focus area for me within your course. And I love the way that it's not just that, right? That's just the starting point, but how you simplify it. Like talking about protein and just simple, healthy habits that aren't like so much to add, right? I love how Christ-centered it is, but throughout each of the modules, as I was going through your course, it was like, I had so many, oh yeah, moments. It's like, this isn't difficult. And for me, it brought a lot of peace and simplification. Like I just get this, I can just focus on this one thing right now this week and let me see where I can add more of this or incorporate more of this or shift this one thing in my life, right? I love that the info in your course, there's so much info, right? But it's presented in a way that makes it easy to take action. You have those calls to action. You have the homework. I believe from my experience of walking through it, it's foundational pieces for true transformation. Like I cannot leave your course the same person that when I went into it.
Amen.
Like, it's not possible. I have this knowledge presented to me in a way that I was able to take immediate action on that I can't just take that and throw it away. And I love that you talk about it's vision driven, but it's grace fueled.
Yes.
And I love that you even give good, better, and optimal. And it's totally okay to be in the good area. Like that's allowed. And it even makes it so when you're out, when you're living life, when you're at an event, when you're going out to eat with your family or a friend to celebrate, you can still make good choices. And that's great. And then there's times that you can choose optimal choices. Like when my Costco cart looks like yours, I'm like, yeah, I'm optimal Amen. Here. Like Robin, right? And so I love that. And so one of the things that I really wanted to talk about on this podcast episode is the how, right? We talked a lot about like time management. We talked a lot about health and like how to tie them together. And like, I believe, Robin and I believe that a big part of the how is truly in these courses, right? Like for one, we have to understand what matters to you. Like at all the listeners, to you individually, what matters, why it matters, have the foundation set on God. And then we can take action to prioritize what matters. Yeah. And so much of that is what you walk through in the Fresh Start. You pull out those priorities. And then if health is a priority of yours, which most of you listening to this podcast episode, it is, it's your body. It's not just your body, right? It's your mindset. It's your spiritual health, your physical health, emotional, mental, all of it is really coupled into one package. I don't think you can have one without the other, right? When I found the most growth and success in my life was when I realized that all of them work together.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't just focus on your spiritual health while your physical health is like terrible.
Right.
Right. You can't have good mental and emotional health if your physical health is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And your physical health can very easily become an idol if you're missing the spiritual health,
yeah,
aspect. Right. 100%. And so it's just like they all play together. And I think this is why coupling these courses together is just such a beautiful thing, because it allows you to get so much of the foundation set and like build your four walls. Right. And then, and then really go deep on the transformational aspect that you, your health is different after it, but also you've got a schedule and you're like organized and your life is in order and your time starts working for you and your health is transformed.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. I can imagine maybe some people are listening. It's just like, wait, so how is the courses? Come on. And honestly, I've said it before, like when I know something's good, I have no problem. I have no problem being like, look, this is where it's at. And because both Sasha and I care so much about women taking advantage of these courses, especially having gone through each other's and now being like, wait a second, putting these two together can be like the ultimate for a struggling mom, for a struggling woman who is just like, I'm drowning and I don't feel good. And so we've actually put together a steal of a deal with these two courses. And we were definitely talking about whether or not to mention how much it is prior to this recording. And honestly, like, we just encourage you to go look at our individual pages and then look at what we are putting together for you to be able to take advantage of this cart. And because it's such a good deal, we actually are only opening the cart for a few days.
Yeah.
So mark your calendar.
Yeah.
Because March 25th through the 27th, midnight the 27th, is your last moment to take advantage of this bundle where you can get both of our courses for the steal of a deal price.
And bonuses. Like, and exclusive bonuses.
Like, that's right.
Robin bonuses. And I have so much to give you guys in this, because like we truly believe in the power that is within these, right? Like, so many moms want to try and get their lives in order, and you literally cannot leave your health out of it. Like, there are so many, even, right? Like, to get your life in order requires a solid mindset, right? It requires a level of energy. And so much of your, like, what is it, Robin? Like, the nerve endings in your brain, like your
neural pathways.
Yeah. Like, but there's so much of it in your gut, right? Like, your gut is your second biggest brain in your body or something.
Oh, it's your brain chemicals.
Yeah. They're controlled by what you put in your body. And so it's just like, I don't know. To me, it just like, it totally makes sense, right? If you want to get your life in order, you've got to have your health in order.
Yeah.
And the two of these, yeah, such a deal. Like Robin said, right now, actually, you can get on the list. So go in the show notes. You can sign up to be on the VIP first dibs list. We will email you when that card is open. We'll send you a reminder. Don't forget to check out. But like Robin said, go look at the Fresh Start, how much that costs. Go look at the Healthy Weight Loss Academy right now. Check out how much that costs.
Mm-hmm.
Get on the list, because you are not going to be able to not click the add to cart button and check out once you see this offer. And we're going to have all the bonuses listed out for you on that landing page when the cart opens as well. So
can we share some of the bonuses?
Sure.
So why don't you start with your bonuses? Because then we have an exciting bonus too.
Yeah. Yeah. So for one, everybody who comes in is going to get a digital copy of the Life and Goals Planner. This is kind of like, I've dubbed it a DIY life coach. It is a 100-page planner.
Woo!
That no two pages are the same. So it's not a repeated like date book where the same weekly pages are over and over. It is a life and goals planner. Like Robin was talking about the fresh start, like it digs into a lot of the mindset, who you are, where you're coming from, what matters to you, who you want to be when you're 80, what do you want to be known for? And then it helps break all of that down into like, what are goals that you actually have for your life? What's relevant to the season and moving forward? And so you can totally just go buy the life and goals planner and walk through it by yourself, or you can walk through the fresh start and get it all done at a deeper level with accountability and other people and in 6 weeks. So the life and goals planner is just like a bonus, right?
Yeah.
That you get coming into it.
Yeah. Which is so awesome too. I mean, yeah, that sounds amazing. A lot of work that you put into that. Another bonus from my end. So I have the Healthy Cooking Made Easy mini course. So this was a course I put together specifically for people who are like, I don't like to cook. I don't want to cook. It's too expensive to cook healthy. My family's not going to like what I cook. And so this mini course shows you step by step how to cook in such a way that you are enabling yourself to cook healthy food for you, for your family, and reach your health goals. So that is a whole other course in addition to our courses that you will have access to. Additionally, both of us have a series of masterclasses and workshops that we've offered. And so we are going to be putting access to those as well. I know for me, one of mine is the How to Prioritize Your Health Without the Stress and Chaos, something to that effect, masterclass. I have the Kingdom Health Masterclass. Sasha, I know you've got a few as well.
Yeah. Simple Biblical Self-Care Masterclass and Blueprint is going to be thrown in there.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then the funnest part that I think, at least, I don't know, fun for us, but I hope fun for you guys. We are going to actually be creating a mini podcast series that will only be accessible to those who enroll. And our intention is to make that accessible to you as soon as you enroll, so you can start digesting that even before we start the cohort for this. But we are going to be taking a lot of what we talked about today and fleshing that out. Like, okay, what does it look like to pair our masterminds, our actual minds of health and organization, and addressing some of those big challenges that you face as they relate to each other? So, gosh, the things that we're putting into this is like, yeah.
I'm super excited about the mini podcast series too. Like, it's not going to be available on our podcast. So don't just sit here and listen and think that you're going to get that. It's only going to be available to those who come in through this bundle, and it's going to be valuable. Like,
it's going to basically be another mini course.
Yeah. Probably like a little course of its own. Yeah. So I love it. I'm super excited. I know your course is the heat. I believe my course is the heat as well. And there's just, if you're a woman, if you're a mom, and you want true transformation in your life this year, overarching, to be able to show up in all those areas that really matter to you, to be intentional with your God time, with your health, with your family, with your home, this is an offer that simply cannot be passed up. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Amen. So friends, we appreciate you tuning in for this episode, and we bless you in your deliberations and prayers over this opportunity. We also bless you with an immediate curiosity to check out our courses and what's being offered, and we hope to see you in there.
Yes. God bless. Friends, I hope this episode has blessed you. If it did, share with a friend. And I truly hope and pray that you will find yourself in this intentional and healthy woman bundle. I cannot wait to see you on the inside and walk this journey with you, because I know in just 12 short weeks, your schedule, your time, your health, your healthy habits, your healthy lifestyle, your entire life will truly be transformed if you take these next 12 weeks to prioritize the things that matter most to you. God bless, sisters.